Hey, this is The Scene with Andrea Kruska, and I'm here today talking to Angie Clow with Wilma Henry Designs. Angie, you do a whole bunch of different kinds of art. You do jewelry, digital design, clothing. Where did you get your interest in all of this?
I've always been interested in art. I just picked up drawing, you know, just kind of sketching things probably in college, and it was just a hobby, and I'm a stay-at-home mom now, and I homeschool my kids, and we do lots of art projects and different things together, and I just love the creativity, and I thought, well, you know, it might be nice to do some things to help support my family from home. So that's when I started kind of doing some watercolor portraits, and then it just kind of evolved to, I couldn't find the earrings that I liked, and I thought, well, I'll just make some. So, yeah.
I love that because same thing. I'm like, I can't find a t-shirt I want, but I can make my own. So
right.
Very similar paths there. I love your earrings. I recently actually bought a couple pairs, and I've been showing them off to everybody and telling everyone, go to Mission 931, and you can get some for yourself. Besides the earrings and the different things you have there, because I know you've got like t-shirts and stickers, the earrings, of course. What are some of the other things you do? You mentioned watercolor portraits.
Mm-hmm. I do custom watercolor portraits. I do, my favorite are the pet portraits. So I've done quite a few of those. I've also done home portraits and family portraits. So I enjoy doing those, and they're great gifts. They're great things that are, you know, just a little personal touch.
That's always the best kind of gift to give, I think. So
yeah.
Love that. As you're getting started on a new project, whether it's a portrait or some of your hand-painted earrings, something like that, what's kind of your process as you either get started looking for inspiration or just decide what kind of overall theme you're going for?
It really just kind of depends on the project I'm working on. Obviously, if it's a custom portrait, the inspiration's there, you know. If it's earrings, it started out as something that I wanted to do for myself. What did I like that I couldn't find? I like big earrings because I have tons of hair, and if it's not big, then you can't see it. So, but you don't want those heavy earrings that kind of pull at your ears. So that's how I started doing those. And then I got out of my comfort zone here at Christmas and made some real sparkly, blingy kind of things because I'm more of a minimalist. And those have really been fun. So my inspiration was just actually my grandmother, because my grandmother used to always wear earrings and those big brooch pins, and the bigger and the more colorful and flashy, the better. So she was kind of my inspiration for those. So I get them just here and there.
I will say, around Christmas, I bought some of the Christmas light earrings. I got gold ones and red ones, and they just, every time I put them on, I'm just like, I'm so sparkly and happy all the time. And it's wonderful because, like, it just, I feel like it gives you a boost of confidence. And I think because your work seems so personal, because you're creating it as something you would like, I think that's really important. Because people just, they want to have that confidence and that connection to the artist they're buying from.
Absolutely. And every piece is completely different. If you ask me to make a piece for your friend, it's in the exact same colors, exact same pattern, it's still going to be a one of a kind piece. It's identical, but not exact.
That's fun because, you know, that way you're definitely giving someone a unique gift that they're never going to be able to find that somewhere else.
And when I travel, I also like to find local places and buy things from local artisans. And I think a lot of people are like that. And so I like to have that offered here in Cookeville.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be back with more from Angie Clow of Wilma Henry Designs after this.
That rare 45 from the 1960s.
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
We're back on the scene with Angie Clow, Cookeville designer, talking about some of her different work and all the different t-shirts and jewelry and all the different avenues she does her art through. Angie, what are you working on right now?
I'm actually working on Valentine's Day. As a maker, you kind of have to stay a season ahead of everyone, so it's hard to enjoy the holiday you're in because you're always sort of in the future thinking about having everything ready for when people start to want to look forward to the next holiday and have it available for them, especially when you're in other large stores and things, and they're putting out all of their next holiday supplies. You're like, okay, it's probably time. So you gotta get working on it.
Anything exciting about the Valentine's Day collection?
It actually is. It's really sparkly, and very different from anything that I have done in the past. I'll have some traditional pieces, the hand-painted pieces, but I've also put together some really fun, unexpected things.
I love that. And of course, we know I love sparkly. I will say I was stalking your Instagram a little bit and I found some sparkly black star earrings and we might need to talk. I might need those. With your t-shirts and stickers, because I know you've got your really cool Cookeville ones, you've got the Wings Up. Where do you get the ideas for those? And do you have any more plans for new ones anytime?
Again, you know, my ideas just come from different places, even inspiration from other designers. There are so many good designers out there. And as you're looking at their things, sometimes it sparks something in you that that you're able to kind of springboard off of. So, the Cookeville peace sign logo is only sold at Mission 931. That's the only place that you can get that one. I did that especially for Tanya because she's awesome. And Bros are vertical now. They're vertical coffee. Right. They carry some of my journals and earrings as well. But I just, most of my stickers are hand-drawn stickers. They're I do a little bit of digital, but like the Cookeville piece, that's my hand drawing. That's my little sketch. And a fellow homeschool mom of mine, Kelly Parkinson, she actually makes the shirts for me. She does the put in the design on the shirts. So it's everything is local as it can be in someone's back room or kitchen table or driving in the car on vacation. You know, all of these things are just they're designed and made all over the place and put together here locally.
I love that because we've got such a great community here. And there's so many different talented people, whether it's with hand drawing things, which I did not realize that was hand drawn. That is incredible because my hand drawn things look like stick figures. But just the different level of small business and being able to get t-shirts printed locally. I do photography. I get a lot of my, like wall art printed locally. And it's just incredible to have that resource here. You mentioned Tanya at Mission 931, which shout out Tanya because you're the most amazing person and we love you. Everyone who knows you loves you. She is such a strong advocate for all her makers there. And I think every time I go in, she's showing me something different that you've done or one of the other makers there has done. And one thing she pointed out recently was your Christmas cards and journals. And I didn't even realize you did that. How did you start doing those types of things?
Those were actually before the earrings and the shirts. I love to draw. I love to paint. I have stacks of sketchbooks and all kinds of things at home. And I thought, these are really fun designs, but what can I do with them? And through looking on Amazon or looking on Etsy or just scrolling, I thought, journals, that's perfect. So they're all different. Sometimes I paint directly onto the journal. Sometimes it's a watercolor painting that I've painted and then put on the journal. And again, everything that you get is completely done by hand. And it's all done at my kitchen table. The painting is done at the kitchen table because I'm not good at mobile painting.
We'll be back with more with Angie Clow in just a few minutes on the scene. We're back on the scene with Cookville designer Angie Clow. Angie, we've talked a little bit about the different community and resources and everything here in the Upper Cumberland. How has this culture and this community of very talented makers and people who support it, how has that influenced you and your business?
I think it's just been great because the community of artists is so welcoming. No one feels competitive. No one feels like there's not room for someone else. And everyone's so accepting and welcome and open. And it's just been really great. I think being in a small town where everyone probably knows someone that does art or has some sort of local service in some way or another. And I think that this is just a great community that supports one another.
I absolutely agree. I know, and I'm sure you're the same way, getting other artists who are up and coming, who are asking for advice or wanting to know how to get started. I feel like it's so genuinely people wanting others to succeed here. And I don't know that you get that many other places, but it's not just the other artists. I think it's the community in general really embraces what we're doing. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's so encouraging to go into a store. And I did an artist spotlight at Mission 931, and I was able to be there for a few hours and see people coming in. And it's just, it's so interesting to hear them talk about the things that they see and how interesting they are, or get ideas from people. That's what I loved. You know, what are you looking for that you can't find? Because people want to buy local. They want to buy from their community neighbors. And they come there looking for those things. And I think that it's really unique to this area how much that happens.
I absolutely agree with you on that. It's, this community has been incredible, and I think we're all really lucky to be here as artists and just people in general. I love Cookville, so. Who are some of your favorite local makers or artists?
Oh, I'm really horrible with names because I'm not from Cookville. We've been here for about 8 years. I love the Silver Fern and some of her earrings, those mirrored earrings she has are so fun. And there's so much local talent that you may not even know who made the candles. For instance, that's definitely sort of a different art, but I believe it is mixing and everything, your scents and herd candling. Her candles are wonderful, and I just love the uniqueness to them. I messaged her the other day. I smelled a candle, and I texted her. I said, "What is the scent in this candle? It reminds me of my childhood. What is this?" And she messages me back and tells me what it is. And it's like when they tell you what the scent is, you're like, "Oh, that's it." You know, I was having that same conversation with the girl working in Mission 931 the day I was there. And so it's just so many unique things that I love about Cookville and all of the personal stories behind all of the art.
Yeah, that's definitely, I feel like the art we have here can be very personal, and I've seen that talking to other artists, and I love it because I think that makes it more meaningful to both you and whoever is looking at it or purchasing it. Or, I mean, you don't want something in your home that just means nothing to you.
Absolutely.
Who would you say maybe are some of your big influences?
I really love Angela Staling. She has just the simplest but most vibrant and just lovely art. She's on Instagram, but I found her. I had bought a dish at TJ Maxx and it had her name on the back. So of course I go on Instagram and I'm looking and I find her and realize she's just like me. She's just a normal, everyday kind of freelance artist. And I just love her things.
What's coming up next for you?
Still working on those, the next big thing, the next holiday thing, coming up with new Cookville designs, some things for Monterey and Baxter. So we're expanding.
Very nice. And how can people find you?
You can find me at Wilma Henry Designs on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also email me at WilmaHenryDesigns@gmail.com if you need anything custom or want to discuss a project.
Thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you.